This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
One of those players who keeps getting talked about, is contracted and he's on good money and has just won a Best and Fairest is Brad Crouch, who, despite not ever going public with a desire to explore options, doesn't mean offers haven't come, and it doesn't mean that even at this late stage that he and people around him are not open to the possibilities of him still receiving an offer that makes him want to leave the Crows as well. Now, we've got a scenario where today Matthew Nix is expected to be announced as the coach of the Crows. And I would imagine if indeed that is the case, or whoever it's going to be, one of the very first things that new coach would do, I would think, would be picking up the phone to Brad Crouch personally, just to get a feel for where he's at. But I can tell you, even as recently as the weekend, there were discussions about Brad Crouch from other football clubs about the possibilities of getting him out of the 1 year remaining on a contract that he's got.
So are we talking more than just the Gold Coast Suns?
I believe so, yeah. Look, the Gold Coast Suns' interest is still there. It is still real. Other clubs are clearly watching this situation because of the unknown attached to it. The Gold Coast Suns were the ones that got inside his head about the possibilities. And while initially there was a gulf between what he felt he was worth to go to the Gold Coast Suns and what they were prepared to offer, I believe that's evened up a little bit. He had the view of about $1 million a year times whatever. They had the view initially of about $800,000 a year times his term. But I reckon the Suns have just increased it a little bit over the journey. And again, just to back over for all those Adelaide Crows supporters, the starting point here is he is contracted. It is up to him as to what he wants to do. But I can tell you on the weekend, there's still a feeling in clubland that there's yet to get final resolution on Brad Crouch.
And the Crows, are they desperate to keep Brad Crouch?
I believe so, yeah. But they have been in such a state of flux, haven't they, with initially the review and then worse, the findings of the review. And we reported on that last week with Trade Radio, where it's a dramatic outcome to that external review, wasn't it, with the dismissal of two senior football department officials on top of Don Pike resigning as coach as well some time ago. And again, there still could be a scenario where we come close of trade on Wednesday night where more than 10 players have decided to leave. Now, Brad Crouch at this stage is not in that bracket, but the Gold Coast Suns' interest has not waned. They are playing this trade period cleverly after they got the all clear from the AFL Commission early days that they would be getting the priority pick at number two and also end of first round. Yeah. And it's given them the leverage. They will use picks one and two on Rail and Anderson, and I'm not deviating off that. But the scope beyond that with picks 15, 20, and they're yet to bring a number back in too for Jack Martin going to the Saints. And just on Jack Martin
too.
To the Blues. Yeah. Just on Jack Martin, there's a realisation now from the Blues that what they were initially offering, that being a second round, is not going to get that deal done, and that they will have to. Again, maybe somehow use this pick nine in a way to get both Papley and Martin. Separate deals, obviously, Swans and Gold Coast Suns being the clubs there. And how they do that, I'll leave that up for the people in that football department. But the second round pick offer to the Gold Coast Suns, and it may have been a future for all I know, is not going to get it done, and there's now a realisation around that.
There's some good talk over the weekend too about next year's draft being the most compromised draft in the history of the game. So next year's draft, so you wouldn't want to be taking next year's second rounders and first rounders in a sense, because 20 of the first 40 who people believe in the industry are linked to academies.
Right.
So it's not a great draft for getting futures for next year either.
Right.
So that's a lot of clubs are being smart enough to say, no, we want it now. Because of next year's draft. And I'm big on, we've got to tighten the screws on academies and who can fall into academies. Because I think, as I said, the draft next year isn't going to be a great one. And just because too many players are tied, this boy by the name of Ugal Hagen, who falls into the Bulldogs, and he's a top five. He moves like Buddy Franklin as a key forward. He's tied to the Western Bulldogs in some form to their academy. So
you've wrapped him up a bit this trade period.
Yes. Yeah. So he's been kicking fours and fives for the Oakley Chargers. Was a premiership player for the Chargers. So that's that's an issue, and that's why clubs aren't wanting to accept futures next year.